I wanted to discuss something that's not that important, but in a way it kind of is, because it gives you an idea of what's going on in our economy, and it also gives you an idea about how people are becoming more deceitful and more stupid. In the past, I have talked about one of the easiest ways to spot con men, deceitful bastards, pieces of trash that want to screw you, that will lie, cheat, and steal, and will deceive you in order to get your money, to get your trust. And of course, the main way, the easiest way, is to look at who they associate with. Whose blog role are they on? They're all, folks, these people are all working in a network. It's a syndicate. You understand? This is the con man syndicate. This is why I'm not part of the group. This is why no one talks about me. Think about it. I got the leading track record in the world. No one can refute that. I'm the only person to ever have even put a monetary reward attached to that claim. But no one talks about me, right? No one mentions me, anything. Why is that? Because it's a syndicate. That's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. They're all fucking liars. Every single person you run across online, with their blogs, with their websites, with their YouTube channel, all this shit in the media, they're all scumbags. This is what I'm trying to emphasize to you people. And many of you out there, you might have a low self-esteem. You don't have much confidence. You never really thought you were that smart. You didn't achieve well in school. And you don't know much about investments or finance or economics. You say, well, gosh, you know, I need to find out. These people, they seem to understand what's going on. I want to learn from them. Wrong. You're better off on your own. I'm telling you right now. You're better off on your own. And if you're lazy, well, then just stay the hell away from the whole game. Okay, I can't help you if you're lazy. Now, if you do want help, of course, first thing you need to do is sign up as a member, right? A member of our website. The information there, the insight there, is priceless, guaranteed. It's priceless. I'm not going to even get into all that. Maybe at some point I'll talk about the priceless content of just membership. And at some point, once you develop a good understanding of a lot of the things like spotting con men, understanding how things work, you've read my books, you understand investments to a reasonable degree, then maybe consider getting our research, but not before that time. Because you have to work to do well in our research. And we have the best in the world. What does that imply? That implies that there's no quick fix, there's no free lunch, there's no easy game. Okay? Anyway, let me move on and talk about the main point. I always seem to get sidetracked because I guess I have so much to say in one regard, and the other is I think a lot of this is connected. But here's the deal. Here's the topic today. Let me finish where I left off. Mentioned that one of the big ways, easiest ways to spot con men is to see who they associate with, right? Another way that I've written about before is all these guys with their websites, right? They have a website and then they advertise. And typically, they basically mirror what people are saying. Let me explain to you the psychology, folks. And I've pointed this out too in a video. It's kind of like where people have a website and they want to make money through referral fees from Amazon selling books. So they're going to post the links to books that sell the most. And they're going to make you think that those are the best books. So they're going to say, these are the books that I like. No. Those are the books that people are going to most likely recognize the title. Oh, I've heard of that book. Oh, okay, I'm going to get it. You understand? This is what's going on, folks. Okay? So, point is that they write all this bullshit content, and they mirror the content. They repeat the content of what they've heard, what people have heard over and over again, because that content is going to come up on the search engines, right? So if you're talking about something on your blog or on your website that people keep talking about over and over again, right? Over and over again. In other words, if you're part of the network, whether it's official or unofficial, you're going to make more money. You're going to get more people on your website. You see? The sheep effect. It's basically kind of like the whole social networking bullshit. Con game. Okay, so that's one aspect. The other aspect is once they do that, once they get you on the site, then they're selling advertisements. Oh, okay, so you're talking bad about the bankers and all this stuff, and then you, I see advertisements here for Bank of America, right? You know? So, and as I've said, you can never trust any source that has ad-based content, ever. The content is bought and paid for. So they have this bullshit content in order to get more hits because it's the latest buzz, right? And then they sell ads, which right there tells you that they shouldn't be trusted. And then the nail in the coffin that proves that they're a con man piece of fucking trash is when they ask for donations. They ask for donations as well. Wait a second. You're getting ad revenues. Donations? What the fuck's going on here? And the bonus that proves that you're a super duper con man is when you do all that, talk about bullshit topics, sell advertisements, ask for donations, and you sell some type of membership or business products or something, right? Okay, so let's get to the main point. I wanted to kind of give you that intro in terms of, you know, how to spot these guys. Because now I'm going to mention the main topic, the reason why I'm making this recording. YouTube. YouTube every day is becoming more and more of a con man portal. So YouTube, of course, all these numbskulls, ever since it's been, you know, Google has put AdSense there, it's become a portal for a bunch of scheming bullshit artists looking to drive ad revenues. They want views, and they want to make money. So now everyone posts videos for money. Don't you think that changes the whole fucking purpose? Of course it does. Videos are trash now. Everyone's incentive is because they want to make money. You got preteens with their little fucking YouTube channels, and in some cases, because I've seen it, you've got, you know, cute young girls, preteens, or maybe even teens, minors, that have huge number of subscribers. Why? Because you got a bunch of fucking pedophiles watching these girls. That's the only reason. I mean, how else do you think that some kid, some girl, is going to have all these subscribers, right? It's ridiculous what's going on. Anyway, so this, of course, reveals, you know, what's going on in our economy, right? All these people looking to make a fucking buck, being whores for corporate America and being whores for scam artists, because all kinds of scam artists are targeting YouTube now with all their bullshit gold pumping crap and all this other shit. But anyway, so here's the latest thing that I've noticed. There's some site that's linked to YouTube somehow. I haven't really investigated it, but it's called a patron or a patreon.com. And so all these YouTube losers now, and what this site is basically is it's kind of, it's really a nothing website. It's really stupid, but, you know, you just basically, you sign up to donate money to some YouTube moron for every month or whatever, okay? So basically what you've got is all these YouTube guys, they're not satisfied with all the money they're making from AdSense, okay, for being a whore, for corporate America, for being a bought-off piece of garbage. They want you to donate money to them. They want more money. And the thing is people are so fucking stupid, they do it. They don't stop and think, wait a second, you're making money off advertisements. End of story. Get lost. And you got numbskulls out there. And if you're one of those people that support these people with this giving them money, you're just a problem. You're a problem because you are making the situation worse. Instead of that, you just stand up and say, wait a second, buddy. You're already getting paid for advertisement dollars, and that means that what you say is controlled, right? You can't say anything you want on YouTube, and especially if there's ads on there. So, and so you have these guys that are trying to get people to pay them money. Wow.